It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Carson Anderson Show here at 97.1 The Ticket. Stoney's in for Doug, who will be back on Monday's show. Taking your calls and texts at 248-539-9797. So, Stoney, I don't know, when you were younger, did you collect baseball cards, any of that stuff?
Yes, I did, and unfortunately, they got lost in the shuffle of the moves over the years. I still have a lot of hockey cards left, but they're not in great shape, but I don't even know how many really good ones I even have.
Was there something you remember that you had that you lost and you're like, oh, crap, like baseball card-wise?
Honus Wagner.
No. Yes. Oh, God, I remember. God, when he was a rookie, I remember that.
I remember Three Finger Brown.
Yes. I remember I had a Topps used to have their rookie cards. Like, the following year, if a guy won Rookie of the Year, they had a little trophy on the...
Some of like the 78 cards had.
Well, even way before, because I remember, I remember... At least I think I remember a Pete Rose Rookie of the Year card that had one of those things on there that I had when he played for the Reds. But no, I collected them. I thought it was really cool when you'd get the rookie cards, you know, you thought guys who were going to be on the team, and some of them never even made it.
Oh, no.
They had cards made out of them.
They're back in the late 70s. I think the 78 cards from Topps, they would have four players on each card. And some of them had like one really good player. Some of them had none. Some of them had a couple. I think Alan Trammell's that had another good player on there. I think it was Trammell and Molitor were on the same one. Paul Molitor, which obviously you get two Hall of Famers on the same card. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. But what Topps is doing now is interesting. And Kang, maybe you can explain this better. They had this.
Did you know Kang collects?
I did know Kang collects, K-H-A-N-G collects. Yeah. Look it up on Twitter and follow his podcast.
Download an Odyssey for free or wherever you get your podcast.
That's the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Yes,
I was a guest on Kang collects.
I was a guest on Kang collects.
You ask him, everyone can go back and listen to those episodes.
That's right.
With Gator and Stoney.
But so how is this working with Topps right now? Because I got something that's kind of, it's very unique, and they've got a one of one, and this card is going to be worth at least six figures.
Oh, yeah. There's already a bounty out for $125,000, but it's probably worth closer to $500,000. Yeah, sounds crazy, but I mean, that's where we are now in the hobby. But right now, yeah, Topps is doing this thing. They already did it. They had a three-day window where you could go buy a Topps Now card, which is what they call it. So they make a card of something that just currently happened, right? Just happened right away, which was the Olympics. So Topps made a card with a Steph Curry, LeBron James, and Kevin Durant on it. And you can buy this card, this Topps Now card, for $10.99. You could. It was from August 10th to August 13th. And with every... Now, anyone can buy it. You can buy five of them for $50, I think, maybe 10 for $90. You know, the more you bought, the better discount you got. But just if you just bought one card at $10.99, you're basically entered into, I guess, kind of a raffle, you could call it. Because out of all the people that bought a Topps Now card... somebody was going to randomly get a autographed card of that same card, that Curry James Durant card, autographed by Stephen Curry, LeBron James, and Kevin Durant. And it was going to be numbered one of one. And so this card is going to go to somebody who bought a card in the last during that 3-day period.
So that's awesome. But you're talking about three signatures, three obviously future Hall of Famers.
Yes.
And that's where the value in the card comes in.
Yeah, those are Hall of Famers, end of their career, but Hall of Famers nonetheless.
Right? And then it's one and one.
Yes.
So what we were thinking about was, that's great. It's awesome. But what's going to be the next group, like the future group that we're going to be like, oh my God, can you imagine if you had this card that had these three signatures on it from whatever sport you want to do? You want to do hockey, football, basketball, baseball, fair enough. But if you could... come up with the three players in a sport that you think could rival. That's a tough one.
You mean like 10 years from now or something?
10 years from now, yeah. Uh-huh. I'm not talking about going to the past and saying, I got Michael, Magic, and Larry Bird. No,
right.
I'm talking about what's the next trio that's going to fetch a six or seven figure price because it's unbelievable that you would get these signatures on the same card.
Okay, I have one, and I don't know if it qualifies. And I think we should ask if we did a local one too. Who would be the three locals on there that you would want? Okay, but mine, and I've won. Well, they're all current, but it's not like old guy Stoney here. So you'd be very happy with me. But I cross sports. Otani, Connor Bedard, and Victor Wabanyama. Or Webanyama.
So if you're going to cross sports, it's tough to beat that.
That's pretty good. I mean, Connor Bedard, Wemby, and Otani. Otani is the elder statesman of that group.
Right. But is he rare for autographs too or not?
No, his autographs are still worth a lot of money.
Yeah, but does he have to do a lot of them though is my question.
He does a decent amount, but to have all three on one card, that's where the rarity comes in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And going with different sports. If I was going to stay in the same sport, I was thinking baseball because that's really where my heart lies when collecting when I was younger. Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, and Bobby Witt Jr. I was going back between Bobby Witt Jr. or Gunnar Henderson, but I went with Bobby Witt Jr. Leading hitter in baseball mm-hmm. right now. Figure he's got a very bright future ahead of him. Mm-hmm. He's just starting his career, and he's amazing.
So I'm going to call my shot. I'm going to go football. And I'm going to go, just to make it even more unique, I'm going to go three guys in the same draft.
Oh.
Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, and Anthony Richardson. In 10 years, maybe that could be the card that you would want. Or you know what I mean? That those are the three guys leading. Because there's so many good young quarterbacks. Bryce Young clearly didn't have the year that any Bryce Young fan or Carolina Panther fan thought he would have, but I don't think his career is done whatsoever.
I don't think it's done, and I think Anthony Richardson gets hurt a lot. But whatever, yeah,
I'm calling my shot. I know. This is not, you guys,
Kang,
you kind of took layups, I feel
hang,
like.
Hang on a second, Kang. Stoney doesn't understand. Don't badmouth Anthony Richardson. Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't do it.
I'm an AR guy.
That's Kang's guy.
Okay.
He got hurt year one. Yes.
He stays healthy. That's all I'm saying.
Obviously, that would be pretty important for this card to be worth anything if Anthony Richardson stays healthy. But yeah, Bryce Young has to play better. AR has to stay healthy. And CJ Stroud has to continue doing what he did year one. So I'm going to say those three guys might be the face of football in the next decade here.
Interesting. Going with three from the same draft class.
Yeah.
It's interesting going with three quarterbacks because you could do the same thing this year.
With
Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels and Drake May. You pick the top three quarterbacks and you could go that route or add any of the other quarterbacks to get Michael Penix and JD McCarthy and Bo Nix.
What about locally?
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I went for the cross
sport. You're crossing over again?
I think locally let's cross sports, then you have to.
I have the three S's. Scooble, Sewell, and Cider.
I don't think Cider would be of value as much as a goal scorer. Yeah, because, I mean, if you're going to go hockey.
Raymond?
I would probably go Raymond over him, yeah, just because of the scoring factor.
That's fair.
But I would probably stay away from hockey in general.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, who are the three you said? You said
Sewell, and I said Cider.
I don't know if offensive linemen get it either, if that's going to be moving the needle. Scooble, I think, is safe. I think that's a safe one to go with. If you say Cade, is it taking too much of a leap that Cade's going to continue to grow and be, and will he eventually get talked about as being an all-star and the next Olympic team?
If you're asking me locally, I'm going Cade, Clark, Jamo. And I'm talking Max Clark for the Tigers.
Wow.
You love yourself some JMO.
Well, I wanted to pick a lion.
I hear you.
I don't want to go with offensive lineman. I wanted to go with the skill position player.
Right, I get it. Yeah.
I would go Aiden Hutchinson, Tarek Skubal, and I'll go Cade Cunningham.
No Lucas Raymond or anything like that.
No, I'm gonna stay away from hockey.
Okay, yeah.
I love hockey, but I just don't I'm not gonna, bet on it just yet.
Yeah.
But ask the people. 248-539-9797. This is a really cool thing Tops has done. an opportunity to get the opportunity is closed at this point, unless you're going to buy it at an auction. But three amazing signatures on the same card. Betting on who the next group, the next trio would be, that would just blow your mind of young, really good talent, future Hall of Famers. You know, we do it nationally, do it with each individual sport, do it locally, crossover with, you can do basketball, football, baseball, hockey, whatever you want to do locally, you mix them up, that's fine. But nationally, stick with one sport. What would be the trio of signatures that you think would end up being the greatest value?
This is bizarre. This is taking a long shot on definitely one of them, and one's obviously proven himself. Izzo, Sherrone Moore, and Dan Campbell. Izzo, you have the Hall of Famer.
Izzo, you got the Hall of Famer. Dan Campbell's doing great things, and Sherrone Moore's coming off a national championship.
Taking the shot, but it's going to be sustainable. Yeah.
Perhaps. Where do you go, hockey coach?
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.